All right, we are back. That time of the week where we slip in our car reviews. I shouldn't say slip in because we take time to talk about each car that we drive and get into. Richard, so what have you driven lately?
Yeah, Dad, so drove a really fun compact SUV, or I should say subcompact SUV. This is sort of a new market over that's really, I would say, exploded over the past few years. And that's, in my opinion, headlined by the 2025 Mazda CX-30. It is the Turbo Premium Plus level, which in essence that gives you an upgraded engine and kind of the top of the line as far as a lot of the creature comforts and such goes, Dad. As far as price point on this vehicle, Dad, kind of the base model starts about $27,000, and you can go all the way to the Turbo Premium Plus where we were at, which is the high 30s, just a share or a hair under 40. And that this vehicle is really meant for, well, I'll just say it's the subcompact, and that's exactly what it is. It's still an SUV. It still sits a little bit higher than a typical sedan, but it also doesn't have a ton of room, right? It's not meant to. It's got enough room to put kids in a booster seat in the back. As far as the bigger booster seats and those with kids know what I'm talking about, you're going to be hard-pressed to do that. Outside of that, Dad, though, this car is really fun to drive, and especially in a more urban environment where you're tight on space, maybe even in a newer housing development where those garages are not overly large, this is a vehicle that I would strongly consider for people. It came out in 2020. There hasn't been a whole lot of changes for 2025. But I would say the turbocharged engine, especially out here at our altitude, may be the only way to go just because it's a really fun, sporty drive. As far as apportionments on the inside, it's got a lot of nice soft-touch materials. The Turbo Premium Plus trim level has a little bit bigger of a infotainment display. It's got Mazda's display, and I'll say it, folks, you're either really going to love it or you're going to struggle to get used to it just because it's a little bit different of a display and an infotainment system than some vehicles out there. However, once you do get used to it and you get it all set up, it's really easy and really fun to use. And actually, Dad, the Mazda 3 is one of Mazda's, kind of sedans. This vehicle is actually a little bit smaller than that. So you're actually getting a vehicle that sits a little bit higher up, Dad, right? Part of the subcompact SUV market. And so you're saving on the sides. Again, in some cases, smaller than sedans, but you still get that, being able to sit up a little bit, see around people, feel a little bit larger, right? Sometimes in sedans, you can feel like you're going to be run over by all the bigger, cars, SUVs, trucks on the road. You don't necessarily have that with this vehicle. But outside of that, it was a real fun car to drive. The different modes, you can notice a difference in the shifting and how this car operates. And just overall, cargo capacity, yeah, you might want a little bit more. And there's other cars in this segment, or other SUVs, I should say, in this segment where you might get a little bit more, but it definitely wouldn't deter me, Dad. And so what I would say, I would highly encourage folks, get out, test drive this. It is related to the CX-5, which we actually reviewed a few weeks ago. And so I would encourage folks to check that out. But it is 7 inches shorter than the CX-5. So if you are worried about length and overall size, but you still want that, again, kind of the size, as we've mentioned over and over again in this review, of the SUV, the subcompact SUV. Yeah, check this out. And when you do, again, 2025 Mazda CX-30, at your local Mazda dealer, test drive it, get yourself in it, get your family in it. And when you do, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.